Okay, tonight is Tuesday night, May 2nd, Leil, 7th day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir. We're in the middle of Yudaf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, Amoyit Katan. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis. About two-thirds of the way down, says Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav. About two-thirds of the way down. Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav. Kotzeitz Odom Dekel B'moed Afal Pi She'en Otzorech Ela Nesores Shalo. Everybody have the place? So Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav, an individual is permitted to cut a tree, kotzeitz odam dekel b'moed, an individual is permitted to cut down a tree on Chol HaMoed, afal pi she'eino tzorech ela l'nesores shelo. Even though he doesn't need the whole tree, what he really needs is the little chips that fall on the floor when you apply the axe to the tree, so there are little chips that come out. That's what he really needs, because he wants to use it to start a fire. He doesn't need the whole tree. But nonetheless, despite the fact that he only needs the little chips that are generated when you apply the axe to the wood, you're allowed to cut down and chop down the entire tree. That's what Rav Chananel said. So what happened was, Layit Ala Abaye. Abaye cursed anybody who did such a thing. Anybody who would take advantage of Rav Chananel's statement, Abaye cursed such an individual. Yeah, Abaye is somebody who throughout Shas is cursing lots of people. And it's pretty dangerous to be cursed by him, as we'll see in a minute. Ravashi hevel be Abba bishalnia. Ravashi had Shalnaya is a name of a place, and he had a forest in this Shalnaya. Azal lemikze bechula de muada. He went to cut down some of the trees on Chol HaMoed. Amalei Rav Shela Mishalanya. So Rav Shela from Lasharanya said to Ravashi, "My daitach de kaomar Rav Chananel Amar Rav." What's the reason why you're doing it? Is because of the fact that Rav Chananel Amar Rav said, "Kotzeitz Adam Dekel B'Moed Afal Pi She'en Tzorech Lo Ela Nesores Shelo." Is the reason why you're doing this is because Rav Chananel said you can cut down the whole forest, even though you only need the chips of a couple of trees. That's fine. So you're relying on Rav Chananel, but did you not hear Halayit Abaye Allah? So Halayit Allah Abaye? Abaye cursed anybody who takes advantage of this? Amalei. So Rav Ashi said, Lo Shmiali. I never heard of the curse. So I didn't have it a curse, so I went ahead and did it. But Kilomar, it's not that he really didn't hear about the curse. He did hear about the curse. But lo svirulei, I don't agree with him. I don't agree with him. Okay, so he is cutting away. Ishtamit narga bo'i lemifsike l'shake. As he's cutting, the axe slips out of his hands and almost cuts his throat. this is what happened. Shavke, so he decided maybe there is something to Abaye's curse. So he stopped. Vahadarasa, and then he returned at a later time to complete the job. Now, we'll see, some Rishonim say, when exactly did he return? After Yontif. And he did not return on Chol HaShamoah. And others say, as soon as Rav Shelo, who hacked him a cup about the curse, left him, he went right back and did it on Chol HaShamoah. We'll see it in one second. But let's look at the halacha itself. So, if you take the first page that I distributed, which is the Ritva, there are several comments of the Ritva. Take the first one on the top about this sugya which we just read. Kotzeit Adam Dekel B'moed. They had plenty of... Here you go. On the page number one, Kotzeit Adam Deka B'moed, Afal Pi She'enot Tzarech Elan Nesara Shelo. Perush, Ubedelo Sagile Lito Hanesores Ela Biktsitsas Kulo. He could not have enough of the little chips unless he would knock down the whole tree. So if that's the case, seems to be a pretty legitimate Tzarech HaMoed. You have to make a fire. Everybody knows that you can't start a fire with a big log. You have to have these little chips to get this fire started, and then you keep adding, you know, bigger pieces of wood once it's burning. So the question is, why did Abaye place a curse on somebody who followed it? It seems to be logically that it would be perfectly permissible on Chol HaShamoah. V'ha delayit ala Abaye. The afal gav de chotani lael kotzeit adam eitzim litzorech hamoed. The Brisa said previously, we learned it a couple of weeks ago, that you are permitted to cut down a tree litzorech hamoed if you need the wood. The im kotzat the hosir, and if he cut down the wood and there was more than he required for Chol HaMoed, harezeh mutter, you can use it. It's not a problem. So why in the world would Abaye curse Rav Chananel, who followed Rav Chananel, when Rav Chananel had the support of a Brisa? Okay, the Brisa wasn't talking about the little chips. It's talking about where you needed the wood. But still, it's a pretty similar case. Why would Abaye go ahead and curse? Answers the Ritva, Pershu B'Toysvis, the Hacha B'Miskaven Li'arume. His Kavana was to engage in a Harama. What does that mean? He really wanted the wood available for after Yontif. That's what he really wanted. So he comes up with an excuse that in order for me to cut down the tree and use it after Yontif, I think I need a little sparks. I need a little couple of chips for Chol HaShamoah and Yontif. So therefore he goes ahead and cuts down the entire tree on the pretext that he needed a couple of chips, and therefore Abaye considered it a harama. And for this reason, he offered his curse. Offered the curse. Afal gav de katani ubilvad shelo yarim. Even though every time we learned that an activity was permitted on Chol HaShamoah, a qualifying remark was made that harama is prohibited. We spent the whole shir on the parameters of harama. So why did Rav Chananel, in the name of Rav, allow such a thing? If the halacha is, harama indeed is prohibited. Answers the Gemara. Rav Tana Hu Palik. Rav disagrees with the Braisa, which says Ubavad Shelo Yarim. He has a right to argue with Tanaim, and he thinks that Haramas are perfectly okay. We have seen other Haramos that are prohibited, that are permissible as well. So according to the Ritva, according to Tosis, this type of a harama, of a fake-out job, is perfectly okay according to him. And as a result, under those circumstances, he is recognizes that, yes, Abayu was right, it is a harama, but I disagree with the prohibition against, and as a result, I don't think there's any reason for anybody to be cursed. Inami, or alternatively, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Svirale. If you remember correctly, we had an opinion on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Amud Beis, rather, in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who said that that under certain conditions, you are allowed to, in the Mishnah it said, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda's opinion was, that you don't have to be very careful with what you're doing on Chol HaShomoed. Once you're allowed to do something, you're allowed to do it completely. The Mishnah was talking about somebody who was pressing his olives, so that, because they were about to spoil. So the Tanakhama said that you only, you know, squeeze out the first bunch, but not any more than that. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda said, no. He said, Zolef v'gomer v'gof kedarko. You can squeeze everything out as much as you want and cover it in a regular fashion. You don't have to put on a temporary cover. So maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, namely, that since I need the chips, regular malacha can be done. And the way you normally produce the chips is to chop down the tree. You don't just go ahead and little, you know, scrape off scrapings. That's not the way people do it. They chop down the tree. As there are scrapings, they collect them and they use them. So that might be a reason as to why Rav Hananel thought, in the name of Rav, thought that it was permissible. Says the Ritva, Ve'eno Mukhfar. This is Tosis' answer. I don't like it at all. Aval Hanachon, so what is the correct interpretation? Dila Olam Kisha'eno Ma'arim. The case is talking about here that there was no harama whatsoever. It's not that he was trying to fake everybody out by using some chips on Chol HaMoed and intending to use the majority of the wood after Yontif. That was not the case. So then what's the Kiddush? Ukamash Milan. So what's the Kiddush? The Afilu Litzorech Davar Muat Kazeh Im Asa Vehosir Mutter. Even though what he really needs is only chips, so you really don't have to cut down an awful lot to get some chips to start the fire. But I allow you to do the activity, and as a result, if even the majority of the wood was left over till after Yom Tov, says Rav Hananel, I allow you. Why? Because the initial chopping was something which was Litzorech HaMoed, for the little chips, and that's not a problem. But he did not deliberately use, say, you know what? I'm going to use some chips, therefore I'm going to cut down the whole tree. That's not what happened. It was not a harama. It's not that Rav suddenly goes ahead and says that harama is permissible. V'hainu delayet alo Abaye. But Abaye felt that this something was, indeed, something was wrong. Why? Because you didn't need a lot of trees to be cut down to get sufficient chips for Yom Tov. And it appeared as if he was doing it to save it for after Yom Tov. And that's why he cursed him. But it's not that he initially said to himself, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and cut down the weak trees for after Yontif. So the way I'll do it is I'll make a need for some chips on Cholo Shemoy. That's not what happened. It's not a Harama case. It's just that you need so little to start the fire, and here he's chopping down a whole forest, and that's why Abaye got upset. But Rav Chananel, in the name of Rav, allow it under those circumstances. So there are two answers as to what's happening. Either it's a Harama question, which was Tosfos, and that Rav disagrees with the principle in general about Harama, or it's not Harama according to the Ritva, but it just looks a little funny that somebody's cutting down 20 trees just to get a couple of chips to start up a fire. But it's not Harama. Now, Rashi says on when the axe flew out, take a look at Rashi. Ishtamit garga boy lemifsike leshake de Ravashi mishum da avar ada abaye. That the axe slipped out of his hand and almost knocked his neck off on account of the fact that he violated Abaye's curse. So what happened? Shavke la'aba. So he left. He stopped. Delo katze b'moed. He stopped cutting it completely on cholosh moed. Shehirgish the mishum the avar ad Abaye nafala naga. That he realized that Abaye's curse is coming true. That's why the axe slipped out of his hand and almost chopped his neck off, because he violated Abaye's curse. So Rashi takes it rather literally. And the Ran says, this was not a near accident. The Ran says, his neck was cut. Didn't cut it off completely, but he realized how close he was to having his neck chopped off, but he says he was actually injured. And when you are actually injured, that certainly would confirm Rashi's interpretation that he stopped this completely until after Yontif. However, not everybody agrees with Rashi, and some Rishonim say that he stopped right now only because Rav Shela was hacking him a cup about it. As soon as Rav Shela left, he picked up his axe and started cutting, and took the fact that it slipped out of his hand, as the Rabban Yishalayim has his reasons for almost causing damage, but he didn't put any merit or significance whatsoever in Abaye's curse. And he went on resuming cutting it on Cholo Shomoeh because he believed that the halacha was like Rav Chananel against Abaye. That's how some Rishonim interpret it. Yeah. Yeah. Let's continue to Gemara. It's a relatively simple Gemara. Rav Yehuda shara l'me'ekar kisna ulemiktal kishusa ulemeekar shum shemei. Rav Yehuda allowed on Cholosh HaMoed to rip out kisna's flax and to cut kishusa, some type of a bean or a grain. Anybody have the English translation? Hops. What? A hops? Oh, it's hops? Okay. Oh, because that's why it's good for beers, the Ritva will say, or others. Ulamekar shumshime. And to rip out what we would call poppy seeds, like shumshime. Even though some say it's not shumshime. Anybody, what's the translation?
Shumshime.
That's what it says. Okay. That's a big help. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Gemara is going to explain why, what use each one of these can possibly have on Chol HaShamoed. So the Gemara says, Omar, Amale Abayel Rav Yosef, Bishloma Kisna Chazi Lechafifa. I can understand why you allowed him to rip out the flax, was because it's Ra'ui Lechafifa. What is Chafifa? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is the minority opinion in this interpretation. Lechasos bo ma'achol kagon te'enim utmarim litzorech hamoed. It was necessary to protect the dates and the figs from the dew that fell every morning. And the flax was good to cover the tmarim and the te'enim. So it had a use on Chol HaShamoed, because I wanted to eat the tamarim and the te'enim on Chol HaShamoed and on Yom Tov, but I didn't want them to become moist. So therefore, I used this kisna in order to cover it. That's the heter on Chol HaShamoed. However, overwhelming majority of Rishayinim, learn like the Ritva does. So take that same first page for a minute. Chazi, the third entry, Chazi lechafifa, Perush Shishorin es hazera, you soak the seed of this kisna, Fahanoshim, and women, Chofufos bo pinehem yidehem viraglehem lahachlik bisaran ulitzachtseach marehen. Women would use it to clean their face, hands, and feet, and to soften their skin, and to give them a shiny appearance on their face. That's what it was used for, not to cover tmarim, but whatever it is. It's, and that's how most Rishonim understand why it's chafifa. Because chafifa usually means to rub something, either rub your hair or things like that. That's why they couldn't understand how Rashi got from chafifa to kisui. And that's why almost all Rishonim agree with the Ritva. Meiri quotes a whole list of Rishonim who happen to agree with him in this regard. And that's why it's permitted. However, there is some issue. If you turn the next page, which is the Karan Ayra, turn to the next page, page 2, where it says Amar Rav Yehuda, Ayin Perush Rashi Zal. Look at Rashi, he's got his interpretation. Ubinimuka Yosef, Pirish Lachafifas Hanashim Ulurchotz Pineyam, just like the Ritva said. Umashma Mizeh, Dechol Tzorech Hamoed Ktsas, Hutar Melocha Mechubar Gamkein. Anytime there's even a slight need, we allow a malacha on Chol HaShamoed, even though the item is still b'mechubar. If you remember correctly, we had a whole discussion whether or not the activities that we allow on Chol HaShamoed is only talush or even b'mechubar. And the Gemara actually came to the conclusion initially, and the Karen Ayra was going to ask this question, that if, do you remember a story of somebody who did something from the Mechubar, a story of a very famous Amoraic sage? It's a couple of weeks ago. Good. Rav harvested his whole field. And the Gemara came to the conclusion, why did we allow him to do it? Because he had Ein Lo Mayochal. But if it's not a situation of Ein Lo Mayochal, you are not permitted to engage in a malacha b'mechubar. So therefore, it says the Karen Ayra, it appears that
that the halachas is not that way. It's not only on account of the fact that if ein lo ma yochal, if there is any tzorech hamoed kitzas, any type of yom tov need whatsoever, we will allow you to do something in the mechubar. So because we're allowing you to pull out this kisna to use it to clean your face and to sparkle and shine. That's not ein lo ma yochal. Vitzarech lomar ha delo hitiru la'el likzo ur la'amer elo be'ein lo ma yochal hainu mishum de la'el ose melachos harbe lo hutar lo elo be'ein lo ma yochal ubitzimtzum. There, let's not forget that if you have nothing to eat and you start harvesting wheat, you still have a long way to go till you have some bread to put into your mouth. You have to violate or do several malachos, right? You have to do threshing and winnowing and grinding and sifting and so on and so forth. So under those circumstances, to allow multiple malachos, that's only ein lo ma yocha. Here, there was only one malacha that had to be done, kotzer. So whenever there is tzorech tzas, even if it is b'mechubar, if it is limited only to one malacha, we will allow it under those circumstances. Kacha omer the Nenumuki Yosef v'chein kosav haridva. Aval miloshon harambam zal. The Rambam, and I'm sorry, I should have put it on the sheet, not just trust him, but he says, Nira, it appears, the ein chiluk bein melachos harbe lemelacha achas. It doesn't seem to make any difference. The Rambam does not seem to distinguish between a situation where we require one melacha in order to satisfy your moed need, or multiple melachos. V'chol shehu nitzrach la'atzmo l'tzorech ha-moed, and any time you need something for yourself l'tzorech ha-moed, mutar la'asos kol ha-melachos k'chol ha-tzorech lo ayin sham. In accordance with the Rambam, you're allowed to do as many melachos as you are permitted to do, as you need to do in order to what? To get food. The only thing that the Rambam would agree to then in the statement of Rav was that it had to be b'tzimtzum. He couldn't harvest the entire field and winnow the entire field. He'd have to do it b'tzimtzum, just the amount of food that he needed to satisfy him through Yom Tov, but not all of it. But the number of melachos per se is not critical. V'nira, the mitam ze heshmito hoda amrinon lechatirutza adam chashav shani. Therefore, we can understand why the Rambam, in the case of what, in the case of Rav, the Rambam omitted the halacha of adam chashav shani. The Gemara had given two reasons why someone objected to Rav cutting the field. One was because he was an Adam Chashev and everybody was going to learn. Now, if we are going to allow Rav multiple melachos and we're not afraid that what? People are going to learn, must be that what? The din is, everybody is allowed to do multiple melachos if there is a Tzorech HaMoed. That's why the Rambam did not quote the issue of Adam Chashev in describing the case of Rav, because it has no relevance. The only reason why we say that an Adam Chashev shouldn't do something is that Al Pidin, what he wanted to do was permissible. But we're afraid that everybody else is going to learn to do things that are not permissible. Since I, Rambam, believe that multiple melachos are permissible, I can't blame Rav for having done multiple melachos in order to what? To go ahead and harvest the field. The chol tzorech hamoed ein lechalek v'hakol mutter. For Ayin Bebeis Yosef Simin Tav Kuf Lam Zayin, the Mechaber says the same thing. For Hine B'Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Kuf Lam Gimel Kasav Tzad Adam Dagim Kol Ma Sheyachol Latsud. You can go fishing and what? Capture as many fish as you would like. This is on Chol Shemoed, because you're not allowed to, at the mitzvah, there's a mishnah in Beitza, ain't sudden, that on Yontiv you're not allowed to hunt and fish, even though it's a very difficult, why isn't it considered melechas ochel nefesh? It's a very difficult sugya. Shaharei efshar shiyochal mehem b'moed, because there is a possibility that you're going to eat it during Chol Moed or Yontiv. V'kasav hani muka Yosef v'heviyu amagin Avraham sham. The yochol latzud afil yosei mikdek tzorcho kevon the ruuyin leechol. You're allowed to fish and hunt for more animals and more fish than you really need. So why is it, the Magen Avraham will ask, that with kemach we were very careful that you're not allowed to grind more than you need for Cholo Shomoed? The Kosav HaMagen Avram L'chalek Ben Tchinas Kemach Shloi Huter Elo L'tzorech HaMoed V'hocho Huter Afilo Yosei Mehatzorech Hainu Mishum D'chol Pam Yesh Lomar Sheyim Tzadog Mishubach Ayin Sham. Because when you go fishing or hunting, you can always find a better fish, like Shammai's story. Right, Shammai goes shopping, you know, can find something better. Kemach is kemach. So once you grind a flour, there's no such thing as better flour. So therefore, if we're going to allow you to grind a lot, you're going to be grinding for after Yontov, and that's awesome. But with fishing and hunting and things like that, since there's always a better chance that if you caught a halibut, and you're not particularly crazy about halibut, and then you've caught a sole, so you like sole, so then that's why we allow you to go fishing as much as you want, and there are no limitations in terms of the amount whatsoever. So says the Karen Oira. Yeah. Karen Oira. Now, the second thing that everybody allowed was kishusa, as you say, the hops, because the Meiri explains, the hops gives notain charifut l'shechar. It gives a little sharp taste to beer. If it's hops, it's not that it gives it the sharp taste, it enables you to make the beer. That's how you make the beer. The Meiri seems to say that it's something else, not hops. I don't know exactly what he thought it was, but the reason why we allowed it, because it made the beer, which was already produced, a little sharper taste. So whatever this kishusa is, sharpened the taste, and that's why it was permissible. Now the question with shumshimei is, as the Gemara itself will ask. So, let's go back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yose said, Bishla makisna chazila chafifa. Kishusa chazila shikra. That's for the beer. Ela lushum shimei lamai chazi. When you have these seeds, they can't be eaten right away or used right away. They have to be dried for some period of time. And the assumption which all Rishonim make is that the number of days of Chol HaMoed plus Yom Tov is far from adequate to allow them to dry sufficiently in order to enable them to be used. In which case, cutting them on Chol HaMoed is definitely for what? For post Yom Tov use. So if it's definitely for post Yom Tov use, why is it that it's permissible? That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara. It's chazi linizaye. It's chazi linizaye. What is chazi linizaye? So most Rishonim interpret this as that if you take the seed, you degar in, you can squeeze it, and it can make some sesame oil, can produce oil. So since you have the capacity to use the seed, not in the normal fashion, but rather to press it and to extract sesame oil, under those circumstances, it is permissible on Chalosh HaMoed. So even an alternate use, not even a terribly popular use, is okay. Is okay. Okay. Let's continue to Gemara. Rabbianai hevelu lahu hahu pardisa. Rabbianai had a pardes, an orchard. Demata zimne bechola demoada. Its time to be plucked came exactly on Chalosh HaMoed. And apparently if you let them hang too long, they can ruin. There would have been a real davar ha'avid had he not plucked them on Chalosh HaMoed. Lishana shihu ya kuli alma lepardisayu lecholo demoada. The next year, everybody delayed plucking their pardes until Chalosh HaMoed. Why waste the good work day when you can do it at Chalosh HaMoed? Why? Rabbi Yannai did it last year, so they all learned from him and they waited next year. Everybody was plucking their pardesim on Chalosh HaMoed. And Rabbi Yannai felt very badly that he caused many to violate the Isser Melacha on Chalosh HaMoed when theirs may not have been ripened at the time. It wasn't their time. So what did he do? Afkire Rabbi Yannai lepardisei hahu shata. Of that year, Rabbi Yannai was mafkir. He was mafkir it, so it's hefkir, anybody can take it. He didn't want to benefit at all from his own produce due to the fact that his actions the previous year led to this inappropriate behavior on Chalosh HaMoed. And the Me'iri learns a little differently. It's not that he was mafkarit. It means he didn't use it at all on Yom Tov or Chalosh HaMoed. So for the Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov time, it looked like it was hefker. But right after Yom Tov, he actually went ahead and plucked his own field and used it. It's not that he was really mafkarit. So he just denied himself pleasure on Chalosh HaMoed and Yom Tov and ran the risk of it becoming somewhat oved, but after Yom Tov, he actually cut it himself. And other Rishonim say, no, he was mafkarit literally, and he took a huge financial loss because of the inappropriate lesson that he had. In fact, again, I should have quoted this Yerushalmi. I should have, that was dumb of me, because it's such an important idea. It's found in Perek Beis of Yerushalmi, Halacha Beis, and the Lashon is, here I wrote down the exact words, Yalfon Mikalkalta Velo Yalfon Mitakanta. People will learn from a leniency of a Talmud Chacham. Everybody will copy a Talmud Chacham's leniency. But when he makes a Takanta, a Chumra, a Takana, a Chumra, ain't nobody learning from him. Lo yalfun mitakanta. So says the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi's right, of course. Of course. Yeah. Let's continue. We start the Mishnah. Machnis Adam Peirosov Mibnei Haganovin. You are allowed to bring in your fruit Mibnei Haganovin. Okay? Now, where is the fruit? is it still attached to the ground? That's possibility number one. Or it was already plucked and it's just sitting there in baskets waiting to be brought to the storage place. So take a look at the top Tosfos. Machnis Adam Peroisa B'nei Ha... That's Tosfos Kasha. That's exactly Tosfos Kasha. Piresh B'Tosfos Harav. I don't think I've ever come across who Tosfos Harav is. Anybody remember a Tosfos Harav? Never seen it. But anyhow, he says, V'Ba'asifas Peros Ika Malacha, who said that the reason why I need a Mishnah to tell me that you're allowed to bring in your fruits, Mimnei Aganavim, is because the gathering of the fruits themselves constitutes a Malacha. Kedamrina Perak Ein Dorshin, Gabe Chag HaOsif, Asifa B'Moed Mi Shari. It's called the Chag HaOsif. Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif. So the Gemara asks a very strange question. Why would you call a festival Chag HaOsif if you're not allowed to gather the fruits on Yontif? So why call it the Chag HaOsif? Obviously it doesn't mean on Yontif. It means the season of the harvest. So Tosfos says, just like Nissen did, Ve'eino Yudeya Ma Malacha. I just can't understand what malacha is involved by bringing in fruits. Harvesting the fruits. If they've already been plucked and they're sitting there, apples are sitting there in a basket, what's the problem? Vitzorich iyun, perhaps, e tir torach below malacha, asir ki heched asiri bipragmatia. Maybe what the issue is not that there is any malacha, but schlepping fruit in is a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. And just as we said in relationship to pragmatia, to business, that even though the business per se is mutter, tircha is asur, so here also they say it's tircha. Ula kaman bishmatan, and later the Gemara says, moed mishum tircha velo tirchahu. That much of the consideration, as we have already seen and will continue to see, is about whether something is, you know, has a lot of effort or not. V'shema hainu dafka b'dava shehu malacha. Maybe, says Tosfos, the only time that it would really be a problem is if you had to do a malacha. In other words, they were still attached. But you're afraid that ganavim are coming, so what do you got to do? You have to pluck the apples. That's a malacha. So the Mishnah is now telling me that mipnei haganavim, I am allowed to do so. Kacha lomeid ha-toisvis. However, turn to page number 3. This is the Rashash in the back of the Gemara. Machnis says Tosfos, he's quoting Tosfos, Ve'eino yodeya ma malacha. I can't understand what malacha there would be by bringing in fruits when they're not attached to the tree. Says Tosfos, says the Rashash, L'chora pashit dahainu imur, bundling, me'amer. One of the 39 malachos is ma'amer. You're not permitted to bundle things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'af she'eino chayev ela b'makam gidulo. Even though you are only chayev for ma'amer, is in the place where what? Where the item grows. And here, you're not being ma'amer at the stuff. What are you doing with the stuff? You're plucking all the apples, bringing it into the house, and piling it up in the house.
It's not like you're tying bundles of wheat.
That's correct.
So putting apples in a basket.
Okay, but he's struggling here. And the reason why they're struggling is because the Mishnah used the expression peirosav. Otherwise it would have said tvuosav if it meant the grains. So under those circumstances, he says, maybe it's ma'amer, even though the Isser of ma'amer is only b'makam gidula. And he tells you to look in Shulchan Aruch. Let's go to the next page, and the Shulchan Aruch is right there. And it says at the end, Asur lekabet kol davar mimakom gidulo. You're not allowed to gather things from the place where they grow. And here he's bringing this mechaber as a possible leniency. Because it doesn't say in the mechaber, bimakom gidulo. What word does the mechaber use? Mi makom gidulo. So if I take apples from a tree, they fell off the tree, or they're just lying around, and I'm going to take them and bring them into my house and put them into buckets and things like that, that might be okay according to the mechaber, because that's not me'amer. And that's the chiddush. It's not me'amer. It is me'amer. But I'm allowing it, why? Mipnei haganavim. I'm going to allow it, mipnei haganavim. And it's not only b'makom gidulo. Yes?
This is yantar
pa. This is what?
Wait.
No, this is cholo shomoed. Cholo shomoed. Yeah, on a malacha that you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to do.
Why would you say, go to the floor?
I'm not sure.
What? What's the finish?
That's a really good question. It's if there are ganavim here, you know, that's the biggest davar avit possibly around. He's going to take the stuff. So why didn't I see anybody who asked that question? What? That what happened?
Isn't that where all they're going without a third party actor? In other words, if you don't take your action, then it's going to spoil or rot or whatever.
Right. Here, nothing means somebody else is going to have to do it. What?
It's not a gift.
Right. That we pointed out. In fact, we actually made reference to this at the time. That davar avid has to be a guarantee. But if there's no guarantee that the ganav is going to come, there's a possibility. Therefore, it might not classify as a davar avid, but therefore the Mishnah will allow you to do it in any event. It's possible. It's possible. So it's either imur, or it's a question of tircha, according to Tosis, question of tircha. And whether imu would be applicable or not, it depends on the reading. Because the Rambam, again, I'm going to enforce that, but the Rambam's Loshonos, bin makom gidulo. That's where the Isur of Ma'amer is. Like the Rashash initially said. But in the Mechaber, it says, not bin makom gidulo, but mi makom gidulo. Now, if you turn the page to page 5, the Gaon obviously understood that the Mechaber meant Mimakom Gidolo, and he's going to disagree with him. And the last five words of the Gaon, Bimakom Gidolo, Avo Mishum Imur Lo, Dehevek Mo Ktsira. You can't hold him accountable because of Emur, because Emur is like Ketzira. Where can Ketzira can only take place? B'makom Gidulo. So Emur also can only take place B'makom Gidulo. So as a result, taking the apples, collecting them, putting them in your kitchen or in the pantry, that can't be Emur, says the Gaon. And he's probably looking to clarify what the Mechaber wrote, because his commentaries in Shulchan Aruch, who wrote Mimakom Gidulo, says to go, don't be such a smart aleck and interpret it from the place, but it means Bimakom, and he compares Emu to Kotzer. Just as Kotzer can obviously only take place Bimakom Gidulo, Soto Ma'amer can only take place Bimakom Gidulo. All right, we'll stop here. Next week we'll be back on Monday. Even the week after that, there's a wedding on a Monday night also, so we'll have to worry about that. See.